First of all, this is probably the way this podcast is going to go. As I record my very first bit, I am crushing up, rolling, about to smoke. It's going to be a pretty, I won't say weed-heavy podcast, but yeah, it's going to be some smoking. It's going to be conversations that are born out of being high. So I think that's pretty cool. I've seen a couple of pretty cool podcasts like that. Just so you know what kind of thing I'm thinking about, sort of the Joey Diaz church of what's happening now. I love that. I love him. Joe Rogan, love that. Of course, I look up to some other dudes. The Ricky Gervais show, he wasn't a smoker as far as I know. I love that, but you know, we don't all have a Carl Pilkington to direct our show. Anyway, this feels good. This feels good.
Fuck! I'm fucking frustrated. Yeah, I recorded two pieces yesterday, and they're not showing up. Like, they're showing up, but they're not playing. So I don't fucking understand. This is very disheartening and shit. I don't even want to use such big-ass words, man. This show is meant to be for the everyday man in the streets. So words like disheartening are a big no-no. Look what you made me do. Alright, man. Fuck that shit. What was it, anyway? Oh, yeah. Yesterday, I was watching Rambo and high as fuck. It was lit, actually, because you don't see no fucking action movies like that no more. Rambo was made before I was born, even. But I don't know. I don't know if maybe that's the thing. It's that I've experienced it before. The storyline, you know, dude comes into. Man, this dude didn't even want no problems, man. Rambo was just there to see some old buddies. Yo, do you make it out of the war? Yeah, Vietnam, blah, blah, blah. Then this asshole police constable comes through. He's like, yo, bro, we don't want your cotton out here. You gotta bounce. Rambo's like, nigga, I ain't bouncing for nothing. And yeah, it just evolved into some crazy ass shit. But you know, it's those movies, man. I don't know if that was like big in the 90s, but it was like a rebel era. What's that wrestling? Is it the Attitude Era or something like that? But it felt like the whole world was like that, man. Niggas with attitude, you know, Ice Cube and them. So this is sort of the feeling that was cool, and it's still cool right now. I don't know why there's not as many. Maybe there are rebellious movies, rebellious characters, but it's just that in this day and age, everyone wants to be a rebel, so we sort of blend in with each other, the fakes and the reals. Anyway, that's my unscripted John Rambo review. I should fucking do this more often because, yeah, I have a nice brain. Okay, so currently I am crushing up some. This is wacky backy slang for weed. I don't know, man. There's a little bit of tobacco in here. But I'm crushing up some dank. Gonna go have my daily half five smoke, come back and get into this whole thing, man. This could be fun. I have people on the edge of their seats to hear how this sounds, because I told three of my mates, one girl, two lads, that I found this about 20 people know that I want to be a podcaster, or that I have the talent to do it. But now that I think about it, pretty much everyone should, man. This is me. This is Tez. I've been doing a Tezzy Show thing on my Instagram for years. That was a joke, actually. Just me talking shit and posting it to my Instagram. you know, to low-key piss people off. I'm going to talk about this a whole lot more. Sometimes I like pissing people off, and this is similar to, but not the same as, annoying my buddies. This is pissing off those people on social media, you know. There's a lot to talk about introducing myself, how I think, and why I think like that. So, let me go smoke, and we'll see. As for what's been going on today, not in necessarily my life, but in the world, man, I have to be honest with you guys, dog. I don't know how far distance wise, but it's about 18 hours. I'm 18 hours out of America. Yeah, New York, Washington, to be specific, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. That is disgusting that I know the fucking address of the White House, and I know where my own country's White House is, but I could not fucking tell you. I couldn't produce it like that off the top of my head. So well done, America. But that was my point. That is exactly what my point was, actually. I'm as proud to be African as possible, but there's a lot of things I don't fucking know. Probably don't really care about. So, while this is definitely not U.S. centric, if there is going to be a current affairs situation thing, and if it's to be genuine, then I am going to talk about Donald Trump. It's not even like I'm on America's nuts, yeah? I'm just intrigued by this Trump character. And, you know, it's a very, very good way to keep in touch with the world's affairs, yeah? Just Google Trump every morning. There'll be something about him adding sanctions to Russia, or believing Putin over his own FBI, or calling China currency manipulators when a few days ago his own Treasury Department said they're not. Like, can you just hear the words I'm saying? It sounds like I'm really deep. I did political studies or whatever, but nah, dog. I just Google Trump every morning, and I get a piece. I learn about the Treasury Department. I learn about constitutions and impeachments and all that shit. So Donald Trump doesn't have to be negative. We can learn from this great experiment that someone higher up has to be playing with us. Anyway, let me finish rolling. Smells great.